which is not the actual big day also. And they have changed their religion also. And even if they didn't change their religion, it's cancelled by Islam. But still, he so much observes his Sunday. Me being a Muslim, I don't observe my Friday, which is the best day of the week, actually. And it is, Allah gave it to us as our biggest day, where ibadat sawab is increased, everything. And I don't observe my Jummah. When he came back for many years, he has passed away now. But he used to, Jummah, he shouldn't, a very big businessman, but he shouldn't open his business on a Friday. He should leave it free for ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So this day of Jummah is a very great and blessed day. Also, we find in our madaris, Allah reward our akabir and our aslaf, they did not keep Sunday as a holiday in the madrasa. They kept Friday as a holiday in the madrasa. And this is also very important. It's not just to study kitabs, come first in class, but to get the mizaj of deen. And in these times when the whole world has become such, you work Monday to Friday, Saturday half day perhaps, but weekend you are off. We have to change that whole thing. That is a big mujahada for us, and it's our duty to do that, not just to know. There is one mufti in Ayatullah Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum in the UK. He's a young man, but he performed the janazah of Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also. When I visited him there in his Darul Uloom, he told me that to have holiday in a madrasa, Saturday, Sunday, weekend, this is also tashabbu bil kuffar, that we are being like the kuffar, we are ordered khaliful yahuda wa nasara. We must not follow in their ways. So it's very important that we try and bring Friday as our free day. And Sunday we should treat it like any other ordinary day, carry on working. It should be an ordinary day, but so much it's ingrained in us. We know we are Muslims, but Christian system is in us that Sunday must be holiday, that we can't work. We had one student, mashallah, he's changed completely now. But when he was studying here, and 25th December was ordinary madrasa day, Christmas day, he got a shock. He said, Christmas day you must read Quran. How can you read Quran on Christmas day? He was a small boy that time, but that in, it was in him, Christmas day we must go for picnic, etc., or all those things. For us, we must even not even know it's Christmas day. We mustn't even know it's New Year's day. Our system we must have in us. So this practical Islamic life is also a great, great, very important and a very great ibadat. So our buzurgs, Allah reward them, in our madaris, they kept Friday as a holiday. And the reason for it is not a holiday as what we take a Sunday to be normally. That you are free, you get up late on a Sunday, and you just take things easy, just do some housework, cleaning work, or whatever else, go for a picnic, or go around visiting family, etc. But Friday as a holiday is for ibadat. That you make this holiday a holy day. That you free yourself from everything else. Otherwise, our great ulama knew the value of knowledge more than what we can know. They built big, big Darul Ulooms in order to teach. Students must learn. But on a Friday, they close the doors. No learning and teaching, which is such a great ibadat. Because Friday's ibadat is also different and a very great ibadat. So the two cannot be done together. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. You can't do two things at one time. So they kept that holiday on a Friday. Similarly, Bakra Eid days. Those days also in our madaris are holidays. Because the ibadat of Bakra Eid, to get animals, to tend to them, to make muhabbat with them, and then to slaughter, etc. For in those days also, madrasas they closed it. Then in Ramzan they close the madrasas, because the ibadat of Ramzan is also a complete different ibadat, which cannot be combined with knowledge also. So the rest of the year you learn, that is on its place. But these occasions, these ibadat are so great. So Jummah in the madrasa is given off, not to get involved in other wrong things, or just to laze around, etc., but to get involved in the ibadat of Jummah. The ibadat of Jumu'ah, the hadith that I'm going to discuss, it appears in four of the six major hadith kitabs. The six major hadith kitabs, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Tirmizi, Nasai Sharif, this hadith comes in four of the great kitabs. And it's so that we can understand how sahih and correct this hadith is. Then Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, who is a very great muhaqqiq and a very great muhaddith, he says the most sawab that has been mentioned in any hadith for any work, for any amal, is in this hadith. The greatest sawab a person can get. So the sawab is the greatest, not only very great, the greatest. And also at the same time, the hadith is absolutely sahih. What is that hadith? The hadith is that a person who will do six things on the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step he takes coming for Jumu'ah namaz, he will get the reward of 1 year's ibadat. That is namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua, tasbih, etc. Plus 1 year's roza sawab for every step that he takes. 1 whole year's ibadat sawab and 1 whole year's roza sawab. So great other rewards. Like from our rooms we come, we take easily 200-300 steps. And the further rooms, 500-600 steps. You can get the sawab of 400-500 years ibadat. 400-500 years roza sawab every week. If we just observe the six things, and we do the six things which are mentioned in the hadith. And that is why I'm quote making this bayan, so that we can do this while we are here. We are free on a Friday. We don't have any other occupation. We can do this, and if we bring this in our tabiat, in our amal now, inshallah, whole life it will be there. And also listen carefully, note it properly, and go and make bayan of it in other places, so that other people also can do, and you will collect the sawab of it also all the time. So the six things that we have to do to qualify to get the sawab, the first is to take a bath and wear clean clothes. That every Muslim does on a Jummah, takes a bath for Jummah and he wears clean clothes. The second is to come walking to the masjid. This does not negate, if we are far from the masjid, then we come by car, etc. Or that a person is an invalid, he comes on a wheelchair, etc. Somebody carries him. This means that people in the kings and the big lords, rich people of the past, they shouldn't come walking. People should carry them in to show there is a big person. Today nobody comes like that. All come walking. If we are far from the masjid, we come by car, that's a majburi. And there, inshallah, for every turn of the wheel, we will get the sawab of taking 2 steps towards the masjid. So if we are coming from 1 kilometer, which is 1,000 meters, inshallah, 2,000 steps it will be counted. If we are coming from 5 kilometers away, and then that is 5,000 kilometers, which will be 10,000 steps, we'll get the sawab of 10,000 years of ibadat sawab, of roza sawab. So we should come walking. The third is to come early. Early, the latest of being early is before the second adhan, when there is place in the masjid, to come in the masjid proper. Not to stay outside. Many people come to the masjid, they waste time in the toilets, in the wuzukhana, talking, etc. In one masjid in Uakhis in Pumalanga, there was a very nice signboard in the wuzukhana. A P with a red line across it. What does that mean? No parking. So don't park in the wuzukhana. And don't park in the car park. Park your car in the car park. But you don't park there, sitting in the car, talking with somebody. And today you don't need anyone. Cell phone is there, you're busy talking with somebody. No, come park in the masjid. You park in the masjid, there are great, great rewards for parking in the masjid, even if you do nothing. If you make niyat of i'tikaf, then how valuable doesn't it become? And if you just sit quiet, or you're just reading tasbih, you just sit in the masjid, waiting for namaz, farishtas are making dua for you. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma salli alayhi. The farishtas are busy making dua for you. So how great is not the reward? So we should come early. And the person that you must be in the masjid proper, because Jummah time particularly, there are malaika, angels, who are sitting at the doors of the masjid. And whoever comes, they write their sawab down. Record is kept. The one who comes the first gets the greatest reward. The person who comes the last gets the smallest reward. And then when the time of the second adhan comes, then they also stop. They close their books, so our names won't be recorded. Therefore, be in the masjid proper so that our names can be in that register. They close their books, and then they also come and listen to the khutbah. So we should come. We should take a bath and wear clean clothes. Come walking. Come as early as possible. Fourth thing, sit as close as possible to the imam, which means that come in the first saf. And the best place is the place directly behind the imam. Then one to the right and one to the left. And don't start the second saf till the first saf is not full. When it is full like this, then start the second saf also from the middle. And then one to the right, one to the left, until the second saf is full. Then we carry on to the third, fourth saf. One time, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh was here in South Africa, in Lanesia, in Masjid Abrar, in Lens. And it was Zohar time, a weekday, and Zohar namaz in a residential area. There are very few people. We went, few people, ulama, it was Jamaat, to go and meet Hazrat. So we were there, but otherwise there were very few people. We also did not know what we learned. We pass on to our brothers. When we went for Zohar namaz, then as is our habit, we spread out in the masjid and read our sunnah. Somebody in this corner, somebody that side, everywhere. So when Maulana came, he walked from the door and he walked straight to the place behind the imam. And on his way, loudly he said, "Pehli saf mein jaga hote hue." When there is place in the first saf, kahi aur namaz parna apna bara nuksan karna hai. That if you read anywhere else, you are losing great profits. Great profits. If you could sell something for 500 rand and you sold it for 5 rand, how stupid are you not? Yeah, by coming in the first serve, the greatest rewards are given. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the people knew the reward of the first serve, swords will come out in the masjid to fight with one another. Today we don't know the reward, so we push one another. You go front, you go front. We make ikram here. But when we are eating, then there we don't make ikram. We make sure we eat first, and we get the best piece of meat and everything the best. Here we make ikram, because we don't know the reward of it. So the reward of the first saf is so great. And so whenever we come, try and sit in front. If there is any place in front of us now also, we are sitting wherever, there is place in front, come forward to get the sawab. And if we are going to sit and remain there for this one, and most of us, we lose all the sawab every Friday, mainly for this fourth point. That we come to the masjid, but we just sit scattered anywhere. And we don't fill the front. And this also shows that we are not disciplined. If we are disciplined, we will fill from the front. When we sit like scattered, anyhow, it shows we are not a disciplined people also. And Islam has taught us this discipline. So that is the fourth point. The fifth point is that we should listen. We shouldn't do anything which is la yani, fuzul, unnecessary. Like for example, while we are sitting playing with the glasses every time, in the days of before, they should have pebbles in the masjid, stones. So many people got this habit, take one stone from this side, throw it this side to that side. Like people today, you got your desk paid for the whole month. First of the month, it's clean, the whole paid. Now somebody phoned you while you're waiting to answer the phone or waiting for the person is scribbling. Already the first day, that whole pad is so much you scribble that there is nothing, no place left to write anything else also. So all this layani, just unnecessary, making some designs there, writing something, all unnecessary. Necessary things, somebody's phone number, some appointment, something you have to remember, that is in order. But this unnecessary things. One person went to a buzurg for his islah. So while he just knew visitors to... And there was this delas, this clod of mud to make istinja, to which is used. Now we use tissue paper, but before clod of mud, there were a whole lot lying there. He had a walking stick and he was breaking them all. So to make his isla, the Buzurg told his khadim, that other box of that clod of mud we got, bring that also for him. Let him break that also. Then he understood the useless thing that he's doing. So a lot of useless things. So for Juma also, to play with your glasses, your topi, your cufflinks or anything, all unnecessary thing, don't do that. That's the fifth thing. And the sixth thing is, listen attentively. Don't that we are sitting here, but we are sleeping. Whole week we don't make qailula. But many people, Juma, then they have to take their 40 wings. Make their qailula. They say sunnat and so Juma. To make amal on sunnat is even more sawab. But whole week no qailula. The imam is in his world talking, and the people, they are in their world sleeping. And some of them even fall off snoring. And if you have to tell them, chacha, you have to make wuzu, a fight starts. Nobody wants to accept that my wuzu, no, I was awake, I was listening, I wasn't sleeping. But wuzu also is broken and making namaz then without wuzu also. So we should listen attentively. Also, that we are here and we are awake, but we're thinking about other things. Whole world, other plans we are making, we're not listening to the talk. So we should listen attentively. When we are half sleepy and we are hearing, then we hear also half things. For example, Maulana says that when you go on safar, then namaz is half. Zohar, Asar, Isha, instead of four, two rakats. But we were half sleepy. So we heard Maulana said namaz is maaf. So many of us, when we go on safar, we don't make namaz. Then Maulana said namaz is maaf. He didn't say namaz is maaf. He said namaz is half. Also, for interest, which is viyaj in Gujarati. And onions, which is piyaj. So Maulana said viyaj is haram. Interest is haram. But we don't like to hear. But we heard that Maulana said piyaj is haram. So we go and tell the wife, from today no more onions. You don't order. And women want their onions when it is the highest price. Then they want it immediately. When onions are cheap, then they don't need it at all. So it suits us fine. That from today, Maulana said that piyaj is haram. But he didn't say piyaj is haram. He said viyaj is haram. But we half sleepy. So we should listen attentively. So there's six things which are so simple. No hard work. For every step, we will get one complete year's ibadat sawab. And one complete year's roza sawab. We shouldn't deprive ourselves. And we will be honoring the day of Juma. And that is why the reward is so great. Juma is min shi'airillah. It's of the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. But today we don't, azan we don't honor. Azan, many of us go to toilet when azan starts. We plan ourselves like that. We had to honor azan and give jawab of azan. But that time we go to, if it's an emergency, you had to go, your stomach is, that's different. But normally we plan ourselves. Azan starts and outwardly how does it look? Azan started and we're going to toilet. We should finish toilet before that. And if possible, wuzu also. Be in the masjid. And in any case, we should reply to azan. Respect the azan. Stop our other work. Today we are busy talking dunya things. Azan carries on. We don't pay any attention. There is not a good sign at all. It's a sign of a munafiq that he doesn't respect the azan. If it's some dini work, there is permission to carry on with the dini work. Like bayan is carrying on, or for example, sabak is carrying on, but better also to stop. But there is permission. But dunya's work, but today we don't pay any attention. So we should respect the adhan, we should respect the day of Jumu'ah. A person will respect it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who will respect and honor the shi'ar, the great signs of Allah, Allah says it is proof that person has got taqwa in his heart. And Allah is saying, if I say it, I don't know what is in your heart, you don't know what is in my heart, but Allah who is alimul ghayb, He is saying that person has got taqwa. So six things we should try and do on Jumu'ah. And these are called amal sitta li yawmil Jumu'ah. Amongst the ulama, the learned and the pious people, to observe the six things of Jumu'ah. What are they again? To take a bath and wear clean clothes. To come walking to the masjid. To come as early as possible. To sit as close as possible to the imam. To listen attentively and not to do anything useless. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Then there are a few other amal which are called amal khassa li yawm al-jumu'ah. Certain amal which are exclusive, which are special for the day of Jumu'ah. One of them is that a person should wake up earlier on Jumu'ah than other days. Even if you wake up 5 minutes earlier, Fajr namaz now is at 5:40. For example, a person gets up 5:15 in order to go toilet, wuzu, go for, or whatever time, 5 o'clock he gets up, whatever time. Person getting up for tahajjud gets up 4:30, 1:45, whatever time. But on a Friday, get up little bit earlier. Even if it's 1 minute earlier, you'll get the sawab. But actually it means because more ibadat. So get up 30 minutes earlier, 1 hour earlier, 15 minutes earlier, so you can do more ibadat of Jumu'ah. But anyway, even if you get up 1, 2 minutes, 5 minutes earlier, you made amal, you got up earlier. That is one. The other great amal of the day of Jumu'ah is to visit the Qabristan. And particularly on a Friday. So much so it comes, if a person was disobedient to his parents in his lifetime, but he visits the Qabr on a Friday regularly thereafter, Allah will write him from those who were obedient to their parents. So Friday, until today we see Jews, though they are so much in dunya, but Saturday they will go to the graveyards. Christians will go on a Sunday, but we also just fall, we hardly go. If we go, we also fall in line with them, we go on a Sunday or so. We should try and go on a Friday. And mashallah, many places there are brothers who take the, who make this, that on a Thursday after Isha, some towns, almost the whole masjid, they go Qabristan. Then they go home. Otherwise, on a Friday after Fajr, go to the Qabristan. Before coming to Jummah, on your way, go to Qabristan. But we should try and go on a Friday. And then read Surah Kahf on a Friday. Try and read the whole surah. Otherwise, don't just go for the easy, but there is an easy way also. Read the first 10 ayats and the last 10 ayats. And if you can't manage that also, then the first 10 ayats or the last 10 ayats. Sometimes if you are busy, you couldn't manage, then at least so much read. A person who will read Surah Kahf on every Friday, like many other amals in our deen, a person who does this, then Allah will save him from worry, anxiety, tension, pressure, depression. Allah will save him. And the worst of all this will be on the day of Qiyamah. That will be the biggest anxiety and pressure a person will have. When Allah will save you from that, from all the other small things of dunya, etc., Allah will save you also. So try and read. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautiful that when Switzerland makes a watch that is waterproof, even if you put it in 200 meters of water, not a drop of water, the vapor of water doesn't go in that watch. So when Switzerland can make a watch like that, Allah, who is creator of the heavens and the earth, what is it difficult for him to make a heart that is worry proof? And even if you got 2,000 problems around you, when Allah makes your heart worry proof, no worry will go into that heart. So this is one of the many amals by which a person can make his heart worry proof. So we should try and read Surah Kahf. Then try and increase your durood on a Friday. Every day we should read durood sharif. One of the special ibadats of Jummah is to read durood. Try and read every day 100 duroods. Jummah try and read 500. And if we can, read durood 1,000 times. It comes in a hadith. A person who will read this durood, which is so easy. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. 3 seconds it takes. And what, how much durood have you sent? Oh Allah, send or durood on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. In that one durood, you send 1,000,000 durood in 3 seconds. And if you read it 1,000 times, it will be 1,000,000,000. And you will be a real billionaire every week. Yeah, in this world to become a millionaire, billionaire is perhaps out of our reach, is a job. And in any case, that million is not with you all the time. When you go to the qabr, you'll be leaving it behind. But this billions will be with you wherever you are all the time. So we should try and read durood sharif. On a Friday, we should try and read Salatul Tasbih. Read the details of it in Beshti Zewar, Ta'alimul Haq, and Fazail Amal also has got it, how to read it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, if you can read this namaz once every day, if not once a week, if not once a month, if not once a year, and don't be so weak that in your whole life you didn't even read it one time. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the barakat of this namaz, Allah will forgive all your sins, major and minor, public and secret, intentional and all your sins. Ulama say for big sins we should make tawbah. But it comes, Allah will forgive all your sins. So try and read Salatul Tasbih. Engage in dua on Friday. And two particular times. One is between the two khutbas. When the imam sits, without moving your tongue in your heart, those duas are readily accepted. And the other is between Asr and Maghrib. If you can't give all the time, then at least 5 minutes before Maghrib. Or while coming to the masjid, on the way, be making your duas. So these are very special ibadats of the day of Jumu'ah. So we should try and observe them also. Those six amals also for the day of Jumu'ah, and this eight. And inshallah, Allah will reward us. And we'll be earning for the akhirat great, great earnings. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.